Tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I tell you, we have never been so happy to see all these goldenrod out.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But then we're sneezing and blowing and allergies at the same time. But, oh, the bees are happy as can be with all those goldenrod blossoms.
I was going to say, it's got to be a good year for bees then.
Yeah. Oh, and we're just watching. They're called supers, the frames on the top of the beehives.
Okay.
And the bottom are the brood boxes. That's where they have like the eggs and the store for. Well, we don't touch those. You know, they stay there all year long. But the supers on top is just pure honey. Nothing but honey up there. And that's the extra. And that's what we get to take the honey from. So the supers are filling up with lots of honey, so
we'll be
harvesting it this month.
Oh wow, yeah, that's said it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Gonna wait till the goldenrod is pretty much done, mm-hmm. and then what they call the nectar flow is, you know, winds down, mm-hmm. And then we're gonna get them ready for winter and harvest our honey. So
there you go. Yep. And you'll bring it in. We'll sell it again.
Yeah,
and
I'll bring some in for you.
We definitely we're gonna buy because it didn't take us long. We way underestimated that because it was really good.
Oh, we go through it so fast.
Oh, too. Yep. And yeah. It's healthy. It's good for you.
It is for so many reasons.
You bet. Well, Pam Howard, it's Pam Collins, and she is a realtor, but her and her husband beekeep on the side, and it's really interesting. We every once in a while, people will ask us again to replay that show that you and your husband did.
It was so funny. You know, the funniest thing, my husband is the most quiet, mild-mannered person. You know, I'm the one with, you know, does most of the talking. But, and so I thought, well, I'm going to have to kind of carry the ball when we did our bee interview, and I could barely get a word in edgewise.
I was going to say, he did a good job on the show.
Well, get him talking about something he likes.
There you go. Well, how are sales in Edina Realty's office this week?
Yeah, just great. During the month of July, sometimes there's kind of a little bit of a lull, and August, everybody's kind of got their head into getting ready for school. Now Labor Day's over, people are getting back into the fall routine, and there's always just a little bit of an uptick now this month and next month. So if you're thinking of buying or selling, this is actually a very good time. A lot of motivated people out there right now.
And Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or 651-437-2121. And that's the Edina Realty office. And just ask for Pam. You're the only Pam in the office.
Pam, still the only Pam. What are we going to do if there's another Pam?
Well, you'll always be Pam 1.
Okay.
You were there first, right?
Yeah, say Pam the Bee Lady.
Pam the Bee Lady. Yes, there you go. Any specific listings that you'd like to talk about?
You know, something I just want to mention, they're outside of Hastings, but I've got several lots right now that are buildable, and there's a few it's on the outskirts of Denison, you know, that's to the east of Northfield there.
Yep.
And they are beautiful building sites.
Now,
lovely view, kind of up on a hill.
Okay, so that's the east side of,
this side.
That's a nice area.
Oh, it's just the rolling hills. It's very, very nice. And the road is all tarred. There's electric and the water. Everything is already there. And there's, I think I've got five lots still left. And very nice. One or two of them would be fantastic for a slab on grade. And then some of them would be good for a more of a walkout. So those are just nice. They're reasonably priced. It's just a nice area.
Mm-hmm.
That might get overlooked if you're looking to get outside of town just a little bit, but in a town.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I've got another, and this is outside of Faribault, but let me tell you, it is a gorgeous property. It's 43 acres, Lake View, and there are three buildable sites on that property. So you could like own it all yourself, or you could take it and develop a couple of them if you want, you know, live and develop a couple. So if you want more details, you can give me a call.
Okay. But, and that number again?
651-319-1298.
Or 437-2121 and just ask for Pam.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into our topic of the week. That was it for the...
That's all I want to mention right now, yeah.
Okay. And this is something that we all face. We were kind of talking off the air about this a little bit, too, and that is downsizing and retiring.
Yeah.
The baby boomers, we're into that, aren't we?
Yeah, isn't that? Oh, it's just crazy. I can't believe that I'm talking to my friends about grandkids and retiring.
Where does the time go?
I know. I don't feel old enough for that kind of stuff yet.
Right.
But yeah.
But time marches on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And, you know, we've been doing a lot of financial planning. We're not at that point right now, but, you know, it won't be too terribly long. And so we're trying to make decisions now that will be wise when it comes time to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, not too long ago, I did that class at the Regina Senior Living Center, and it got me to thinking, and I thought there are some things that I wanted to talk about having to do with that. So, and you know, I'm going to just tell you the first thing that I hear so many times. The tax laws did change a little bit, you know, a year or two ago, whatever that was. But it's not anything to worry about. If you have lived in your house for, say, 30, 40 years, and there are people that have, even 20 years, maybe you bought it at, like my mom and dad, they bought their house for $12,500. And I happen to know now, because I've been doing comps for your comparables to price their house, they'll probably get right around $300 when they decide to sell it next year.
Wow.
Okay, that is quite an increase in value.
Capital gains.
That's quite a capital gain. And so then you start shaking in your boots going, oh, but this is the money that I was kind of hoping to have for my retirement or whatever. Rest easy. Okay. One of the things that we did at the class was I brought a tax specialist in, an accountant, to talk about these things. And I pressed him because I said, I really need to know. People really care about this. Bottom line, if you have lived in your house 2 out of the last 5 years and your capital gain is $500,000 or less, which I would say is 99% of us in the population, you've got nothing to worry about. It's not taxable.
Wow.
Okay.
Don't say that too loud, though. They'll change that.
I know.
That's really neat. But what happens then with the people that say they got really lucky and they maybe have more than that, than capital gains at its regular rate? Or?
At that point, then I would talk to your accountant.
Tax accountant.
Because there's, we're talking about your gain. And let's say, like at our house, we bought our house 25 years ago, and we paid right around $115,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was 16 acres, but it was an old farmhouse. It was before the prices really started moving up. And then, but then we put a huge addition on, and I can't remember what we spent on it. We spent quite a bit. And so now the value of our house has risen dramatically from what it was when we first purchased it, as you can tell when you pay the taxes.
Yes.
But when we figure the capital gains on our house, and we really don't have $500,000 in capital gains, but if we did, we would be able to deduct. We start out with what we paid for the house. Mm-hmm. So let's just imagine that we could get $500,000 for our house, okay? First of all, we would subtract that $125,000 we paid, or $115,000 we paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your cost basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you subtract out the cost of that big addition that we did. Say you spent $75,000 on an addition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Subtract that out. Now you're down to, what, $300 capital gain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had a system installed, which cost us $20,000.
Okay,
subtract that out. All these major improvements that were done to the house are all subtracted out. Then let's say we list it with a realtor, and we list it for $500,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the realtor charges a 6% commission for it. That cost is subtracted out. The state deed tax, all every expense having to do with selling your house is deducted out. So by the time you see what your actual capital gain is, it's way less than the $500. For in this case, maybe we've got ourselves down to $200, $250, mm-hmm. which is well under the $500.
So the lesson here is save receipts, save a log of some sort of everything you've done.
Yeah, it's always a good idea. Yes. Yeah. And you do need, I mean, this is a realtor who has talked to a tax specialist telling mm-hmm. you what I know. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, when the time comes, talk to your accountant, talk mm-hmm. to your tax specialist, and they'll probably have better ideas than I do. But just generally speaking, that's how the law works. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That's great news, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because you're right. People have worked all their lives. They've worked very hard. They've mm-hmm. you know, paid their houses off, and mm-hmm. it's time to retire, and for them to be taxed again, in my opinion, just isn't
terrible.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. No, not good at all.
So, right. So.
Yeah. But like I said, you're really smart to connect with an accountant or a tax guy and have mm-hmm. him or her really go over that stuff with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And I'm doing these very things, same things in our home right now, because I know that eventually we're going to be selling, not anytime immediately, but, mm-hmm. you know, we will mm-hmm. be selling. I do not want to be mowing a lawn and maintaining 16 acres and, you know, all this when I'm in my 80s.
You don't?
No.
Damn, what's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. I get it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking in those terms right now because we're talking about doing a major remodeling project right now.
Okay.
And we're getting bids on, we're going to remodel our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And in fact, my husband isn't like totally on board with this yet, but what we're going to do.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Is actually bump out one of the walls and put a little bit of an addition and move the kitchen and do some mm-hmm. stuff because I really strongly feel that the value of our home will increase, you mm-hmm. know, in order to do, you know, if we do that. But now my mom and dad, they're a year, and I'm going to do that because we're going to enjoy that mm-hmm. before we have to move. My mom and dad are going to be probably listing their house in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they have a, you know, that one that I said is probably worth about $300 or $1,000. Mm-hmm. $300.
I'll
that was
it.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Sold.
And my mom keeps talking about wanting to do a major remodel in her kitchen because uh-huh. She's surrounded by, you know, they're the grandma and grandpa of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And all these young couples on up and down the block that have the basically identical house, you know how that is, mm-hmm. those developments, have remodeled their kitchens, and they look gorgeous. They've got the granite countertops and the, you know, the new cabinets and, you know, knocked out walls and stuff like that. So she's convinced that she needs to do something like that too before they sell. And my advice to her, my own mother, and to anybody else that's listening, thinking about stuff like that, is only do a major remodel like that if you want it for yourself, because you're not going to get the money back when you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can do. Maybe you want to get fresh countertops. You can get them at Menards fairly reasonably, or maybe you want to upgrade to granite or something if you've got the means to do it. Maybe if the cabinets are really tired, give them a fresh coat of paint. You can't believe how awesome they can look. Do some simple things. Maybe put some new flooring in. Mom and Dad did do that, and I really thought that it looked really good. They put, you know, there's that vinyl planking, people call it that.
Yes,
It's so durable, mm-hmm. and it looks so good. Sometimes mm-hmm. you've got to reach down and physically touch it sometimes to see if it's actually tile or if it's that the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And the mm-hmm. same, in it, or it can look like wood. So they put some of that in there, and I thought that was a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh coat of paint just on the walls, you know. If your appliances are really, really old.
Dated.
Yeah, you know, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. But generally, somebody's going to come in there and redo it themselves anyway.
The Harvest Gold or the Green. Going way back.
I think that's coming back in style.
Really? Everything's old. Everything old is new, right?
Yep. You wait long enough.
Yes.
It all comes around. I just got rid of all my turtlenecks.
Oh, did you?
And then I was at the store, and you know what I saw hanging on the rack?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But, yeah. And then, so be very mindful if you're making improvements in your house. That you're going to get your return on investment. Talk to a realtor. Mm-hmm. In fact, today, you know what I did? I had one of my realtor friends over at my house and said, look at this. This is kind of what I'm thinking. And she agreed that kind of what I was thinking was probably a good idea.
Well, and you plan on staying there for 5 years at least.
Yeah.
So you have some time. Before we have to go, but how can folks get a hold of you again, Pam?
Give me a call. This is my cell phone, 651-319-1298.
Or if you're driving and you didn't have a pen to write, don't do that, folks. 437-2121 and ask for Pam.
Yep.
We have just a couple minutes left. Yeah. Anything?
Okay. I'm just real quickly, as you're thinking about it, let's say you are a year out from moving, you know, you're just kind of exploring the possibilities. You're talking to different places. You may be kind of casually looking around. Start getting your house ready now. Start decluttering now. Take 15 minutes every day and just go through and start getting rid of things. Give things away as friend, you know, give gifts to people. Don't take any more things into the house. If you bring one new thing in, take two things out. You've already, you know, if you haven't used it in a year, maybe you don't really need it, especially clothes, but things are that way too. And then start looking around your house with fresh eyes. Like you've just pretend you've never been in your house before and you walk in and you go, you know, that faucet, it's been dripping forever. Let's fix it now. Mm-hmm. How about that light switch? You know, it got a crack that one time when we were moving some furniture. Fix it now.
Yeah.
Start doing those minor little repairs. Just get them taken care of one by one by one. And then when the time comes to actually sell and list your house, you've been doing it. And so it's not everything to be done all at one time.
It's not overwhelming.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
And boy, if that isn't wise, when the last time we moved, I knew there were some cracked outlets and exactly what you're saying. And, oh, I'll do that someday. Oh, I'll do that someday.
Today is someday.
And that day came and it's like, oh my gosh, look at all of this.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great advice. Just look around and just, keep up on it.
Kind of with fresh eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Great idea.
Yeah.
How can folks get a hold of you again, Pam?
Call me, 651-319-1298. Or you could go to my website, pamsellsmn.com.
Oh, okay. Again, that's
pamsellsmnminnesota.com.
There you go. Well, Pam, it's been fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of Pam, her cell phone is 651-319-1298. Or you can call the Dinah Hastings office, 651-437-2121, and ask for Pam.